every nation know that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
What?
George C. Scott epitomized the great general George Patton.
We're going to kick the hell out of the enemy all the time.
Come celebrate on Friday, the 4th of July at the Loft Theater, 3233 East Speedway, for a 1 p.m. showing of Patton. Doors will open at 11:30 a.m. There'll be door prizes, a raffle, hot dogs and burgers, and meet many of the KVOI hosts. Only $5 gets you in the door at the Loft, 3233 East Speedway, Friday, July the 4th. Doors open at 11:30 for a showing of Patton.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
Welcome to Liberty Watch, an independent program on AM 690 KVOI, Tucson's voice of freedom. This show is dedicated to the principle of eternal vigilance, based upon the free flow of information about government, technology, current events, and our steadfast Constitution, so that citizens can give informed consent. The bedrock of our republic, and government remains the servant, not the master. Let us each honor the privilege it is to live in God's great nation. Liberty Watch is produced by Charles Heller. The opinions expressed are not endorsed by KVOI, its sponsors, or guests. Jerry Cross was born in Indianapolis and left on a doorstep at age 12. A couple who worked as a circus sideshow attraction took him in and raised him. He blended in with the others and ran away from the circus to join the Coast Guard in 1972 and spent 4 years in service to his country looking for submarines off the coast of Texas. Or was that inside? Or was that on the landmass of Texas? He graduated from the U of A with a degree in professional nothing. He married and raised three wonderful children who he sees constantly, sometimes on the evening news. He spent years as an artist and an author with little or no success. And the highlight of his so-called art career was having one of his paintings hang over the bar at Groucho Marx's Hillcrest Drive estate. We need to hear about that a little later. He's the production manager, creative consultant at KVOI Radio. The man we call the prod. Now, where's that sound effect? An electric cattle prod when we need it. A free press is essential to a free country. But the news man really isn't free to tell us what he really thinks. Unless his name is Paul Harvey. Good day.
No.
Yeah, that's what the newsman really thinks. For all the time I've listened to Jerry Cross read the news, and knowing him now and knowing how he thinks, I could actually hear when I'm sitting there listening out in the audience, listening to the news, I could hear what he was thinking and not free to say. Now, live and in livid color, we will hear what the newsman would have said if he were free to do so. Now, I'm going to warn the audience. Most shows I studiously and assiduously prepare for. Today, I don't even know what we're going to hear. Jerry?
You got a lot of courage, Charles, believe me.
No, you got to say that, but it's courage.
Courage. Yeah. Put them up.
Yeah.
Hey, thananks for having me on the show. I don't know why. I don't get asked out very often, you know. I don't get asked places.
Yeah, you just don't get no respect.
Nobody invites me to funerals. I'll tear them up.
Right.
What do we got? Hello there. So, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
And to you as well.
Yes, I raised three kids. After some of Father's Day, we get a bad rap. You know, I would remember when my kids were crawling around, my wife would change their diapers, and my wife would say, "Oh, how cute, you made a little gift for Daddy." You know, that sums it up. It's always easy to shop for fathers, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, if there were no fathers, there would be no soap on a rope. You know that, don't you? And what did I get for Father's Day? I got for Father's Day all the bills from Mother's Day is what I got. But you know what?
You too, huh?
Yes. Yeah, my kids though. You know what? When they were growing up, when they were born, we videotaped their births.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they made me mad, I just took out the tape and played it in reverse.
You know, I got to ask you something.
Yes.
Right before we went live to air.
Yes.
You were talking about you're going to be at the 4th of July promo.
I will not miss that for the world.
Yeah, and we're just for the audience.
Patton.
We're going to do the movie Patton, that's
yes.
right. And we're going to do the,
John C. Scott, my favorite actor of all time. The guy was brilliant. The guy's a Genius. What? What are you laughing about? John C. Scott.
What would Patton have sounded like if it was played by John C. Scott as opposed to George C. Scott?
I want to tell you, this TCC, the tent on top of the TCC is the stupidest thing at World War II, the stupidest thing we've ever come up with. That's the dumbest idea, I want to tell you. Sorry.
For those of you that enjoy listening to KBOI during the week, you'll get
sorry, John,
get
that's...
Listen, John's invited, too.
He's listening. Yeah,
he can do his Patton impression right from the stage.
He can do his imitation of me, maybe.
Does anyone do an imitation of you? So let's have an item from the news that you would...
Well, I'm still not, I have other things I want to lead into.
Oh, we'll go lead into it. Cheers, Jerry. Yeah. Microphone's yours.
Yeah,
I'll just shut up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry.
You know, of course, I'm single. You know what would be good?
What?
Is to have like a dating show where you try to find me a date on air. Have callers...
I do. It's called the Swap Shop.
It's good
for used merchandise and used people.
But you know what? The dating scene for me is very tough. In fact, last night I had a date, but I made the mistake of telling a lie about myself, and she caught me.
What's that?
Well, she asked me what I did for a living, but I didn't think she'd actually demand to see the Batcave. You know, I was trying to impress her, a little lie, but I don't know. I can't tell if the woman liked me when I take them out, but I know when they don't like me because they say things like, "That's him, officer!"
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. I don't... Where's the...
There it is, right off cue.
Thank you,
Spider. For this whole interview, I want you to not do anything on time, please.
Well, actually, again, I had a date the other night. I took a girl to a restaurant. I said, "What do you have?" She said, I guess I'll have the steak and lobster." I said, "Guess again." Well, it's not that I'm cheap. For anything. But, my friends have been trying to set me up on dates. They mean well, but it's always the same thing. They say, "We found someone perfect for you." And then I meet the person and I ask myself, "What do my friends think of me?"
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. You know, the only difference between the woman I've dated and Charles Manson is that Charles Manson had the decency to look like a nutcase when you first met him, right?
Oh, well.
Help me out, Spider, please. Charles, don't fall asleep on me. Anyway,
I'm not.
I'm dating a woman now.
I'm
who
just relaxing.
Is I'm just gonna, I'm not going to shut up here. I'm dating a woman who...
I was planning on it. I don't have any questions.
I'm dating a woman who she's not aware of it. In fact, I'm seeing a woman now, but mostly through a window. Anyway.
I think I've been conspired against. That's okay. I don't mind. This is one of the few guys that I would actually turn over the helm of the ship to. I have a funny feeling we'd be steaming in circles, but by the same token, we'd probably not run into any rocks.
Yes. Anyway, are we still on? Hey,
is this thing still working?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, here, I got a little segment before we go into the news. It's called Did You Know? Now, this is only for your intellectual audience that maybe don't know these things. Did you know the guy that invented the burglar alarm had the patent stolen from him? No, it's true. That's a fact.
No.
All right, do you know how Columbus discovered America? He was drawn by the lights from the Indian casinos. Not many people know that. It's true.
Yeah.
You're hearing it here. Now listen, according to a new study by the Census Bureau, 20% of people in the United States speak a language other than English.
Oh, yeah?
98% of those people work in customer service. Did you? It's true. You're hearing it here.
Yeah, in Delhi.
Yes. Get this, 30 years ago, the cell phone was invented, and 30 seconds later, the inventor crashed into the car in front of him. Help me out, Spider, rim shot, something. Now, get this. This is, hello? Sorry. Listen, this is true. This just came out. Men's underwear now come with an expiration date. You got to throw them out.
Really?
Help! And this is interesting.
That's deserving of a wedgie.
You're only going to hear this here. There's a new cult that has emerged out onto the scene. I don't know if you heard about this.
A new cult?
A cult. It's a mix of Jehovah's Witnesses and atheists.
Oh, cult.
Yeah.
I thought you said cult.
Cult. A cult.
Cult.
Like a cult.
Right, yeah.
It's a mix of Jehovah's Witnesses and atheists. Mm-hmm. Now, people knock on your door for no apparent reason. All right.
That's like they say, heck is for people who... I can't remember the punchline. I am going to let you do all the punchlines.
Yes. No, throw some stuff out. I need your help here, Charles.
Okay.
He's sitting back here with a lemonade with an umbrella in it. Hey, look at this is the final one of this. Did you know?
Good, because we're coming up on a break.
Okay, very good. Things are so bad. Get this. The dollar store now has a layaway counter. Thank you.
We needed that.
Good.
And we're coming up on our first break of the hour, where we're going to hear from the good folks at Perfection Auto Works, who will not give you a stand-up routine. They'll simply change your oil.
Can the problems of the world be solved? Dave Rosenack joins Charles Heller on Liberty Watch about running amok. Dave's about to experience a collision at the corner of Common and Sense at noon Sunday, June 22nd. At 1 p.m., the latest information on things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free, Sundays, noon to 2, right after Swap Shop. And don't miss the July 4th KVOI listener party showing of Patton at the Loft Theater, July the 4th.
I'm Oliver North, and like you, I'm listening to Liberty Watch with Charles Heller, Tucson, Arizona.
It's the Onion Radio News. Organizers fear terrorist attacks on the upcoming Al-Qaeda convention. This is Doyle Redland reporting. According to sources, fears of possible terrorist attacks have led organizers of this year's Al-Qaeda International Convention in Assadabad, Afghanistan, to take unprecedented security measures. Al-Qaeda chairman and convention organizer Khalil Al-Hamada.
As freedom haters who have always stood for the disruption and overthrow of the West, we will not allow our terror to blunt our resolve or dictate our message.
Convention organizers plan to beef up security with the addition of handheld metal detectors, state-of-the-art security cameras, and Afghanistan's sole surviving bomb-sniffing dog. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
And here to represent that soul-surviving bomb-sniffing dog with us is Jerry Cross. Jerry is the production director. We call him the prod here at KVOI. And this is Jerry Unplugged. This is what you would hear if you actually got to hear whatever Jerry said.
Well,
go ahead.
Charles, you help me out with this.
Right in the front of the mic. And
Help me out with this, because, you know, I'm sure you have a couple of ad-libs you want to throw in. Remember, there was a couple times, many times when I read the news, I wanted to say things, but I had to hold back, because I couldn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember the one time that the clowns were running around robbing banks?
Yeah.
And at the very end of the broadcast, I said, if you have any information on the whereabouts of these two bozos, call 911-88-CRIME. You were the only one that called in that got it. Anyway, here we go. We have some news here. Charles is going to use the can. Here we go. We got some news that you're only going to hear on the Charles Heller Show. I'm going to start out with this. This is breaking news. Doctors in Vienna have performed the first tongue transplant. Now, the surgery wasn't a success. However, the man now makes a living as a Bob Dylan impersonator. I don't know if you heard that. Did you see? Now, this is a true story. This really happened. A 1,400-pound bull escaped from a rodeo and actually wreaked havoc in a china shop. Dove through the window, tore the place apart, and witnesses had no idea what to compare it to. Nobody knew. They did.
Nobody knew what it was.
How do you describe it? They didn't know what to say. Anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. Now listen, the San Diego Padres have a brand new $300 million baseball stadium called Petco Park. You see, everything's named Staples Park. I don't know why they're doing that.
Corporate sponsor.
Yeah, but they're named after the pet store chain. Only drawback. When you buy peanuts, they only have the 50-pound bag. Help. Then, I don't know if you read about this.
Folks, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, all right, just for a second.
Jump
folks,
in.
If you would like to call in, we're doing a whole bunch of stand-up comedy here, just to be different on Liberty Watch. But if you would like to ask anything about how ads are made, about how we come up with creative ideas in the process, if you're a client at KVOI, or if you'd like to be and you'd like to know how we come up with the ideas that help us sell the advertising, I'm not just doing an hour of humor. There's a purpose behind this. Because in order for a message to be delivered, it has to have a good delivery vehicle. And sometimes in the space of freedom, you have to you can't be so serious that you let everything affect you and get to you. You have to be willing to laugh and have to be willing to look for the humor in a thing, because the humor is the delivery vehicle for the truth. And that is part of why I'm doing an hour, basically, of comedy on Liberty Watch. And what I'm trying to do is to try to get people to, A, not be so serious, and B, to see the humor as the delivery vehicle, as Jerry has done. Now, you were saying?
Gee, Spider, you should have played some patriotic music behind that speech. I know.
Either that or a violin.
Money order to the address on your screen.
Listen to this. A woman in Florida had her hand bitten off at the zoo where they had a shark petting exhibit. You believe that? How stupid can people be? Oh, by the way, the tank was right next to the rattlesnake kissing booth. I don't know if you saw a shark petting. Okay, did you see this? Russia has changed the clothes on the embalmed body of Lenin for the first time in 60 years. They put new clothes on him. And the change was a little disturbing because they went with the hip-hop look. I don't know. They had the chains and the...
Hip-hop Vladimir?
Yeah. Yes, that was disturbing. Horrible. Okay, how about this? New Jersey, I don't know if you read this. You will like this, Charles. Open season on bears after 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting in New Jersey is a little different. So, in fact, four bears were found floating face down in the Hudson River with their paws tied behind their backs. I don't know if you saw that.
That sounds like New Jersey hunting to me. Yeah.
That was on the news.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you look, when you look at the news today, and you hear news come across, obviously, you know, you don't want to make jokes about things that are sad or serious, like with Officer Height and things like that. But you hear something come across the news, say, for instance, it's too soon to make jokes about Tim Russert's passing,
right,
and things like that. There are things you would want to be serious about. However, there are things that you hear come across the news, for instance, the news of the of Phoenix arresting people. Here's a classic. You hear of people, our American troops in the field, were able to detain a number of militants, and you think, why are they calling them militants? We're talking about unlawful combatants who are arrested on the field, or who are captured on the field of battle, and they're not wearing a uniform, and they're not working for any particular country, and they're trying to kill Americans and Iraqis and any other nationality they can that don't agree with their point of view. Doesn't it strike you that we ought to call those people terrorists?
Could you imagine World War II calling the Japanese at that time militants?
Militants? Yeah.
Hello. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, we live in a politically correct world and it's a mess.
I wonder if you could give us just extemporaneously a broadcast on the landing at Iwo Jima. If we called the Japanese militants, what would it sound like?
Well, you put me on the spot, so I think you're going to have to...
No, I mean, just off the top of your head, you know, SRN News, Jerry Cross reporting, what would it sound like, the report on the landing of Iwo Jima calling Japanese soldiers militants?
I don't know. It'd probably be something that the American soldiers were taking a break from the war and decided to go wading and taking a swim. I don't know. Help me out.
And they were attacked by Japanese...
They were attacked by Japanese militants.
Japanese militants while they were taking a swim, washing their boots out.
They provoked them to fight.
Yeah, they provoked them to shoot at them landing at Iwo Jima.
That's it.
That would be a modern iteration of what the newsman would say today if he were reporting on the invasion of Iwo Jima in 1945.
But luckily we live in different times, right?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. Moving on. Where am I?
Lost your page.
Yes. Okay, how about this? A team of experts have just restored the Mona Lisa. Now listen, it was warping and buckling and cracking. The painting is now as good as new. But interesting, it was done by the same team that worked on Cher. The same would restore her. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this politically correct stuff has gotten out of hand. It's hit Disneyland. Did you see this? From now on, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs will be known as the Person of No Color and the Seven Vertically Challenged Individuals.
Yep. It's politically correct.
Help me out there. Help me out there, Spider.
There we go. Folks, if you would like to call in and ask anything of the creative genius behind KVOI's advertising, you hear some of the great commercials for instance, Chariot Pizza that he does. And, of course, we offered Ray Allen the chance to sit in on this, and his response was, I have nothing to say. And I said, my response to him was, it's never stopped anyone from being in broadcasting.
Yes.
But if you would like to ask anything about the process of designing creative ads to go on the radio, Jerry will, of course, answer a straight question or a curveball, if you like. No, he only wants curveballs.
Yes.
But you're welcome to call in at 790-2040 or in the outlying areas, 866-725-5467. So, Jerry, what else would the newsman say if he were unplugged?
How are we doing on time?
Have about 5.5 minutes till the next break.
How about this? I don't know if you know this. Charles Manson has just turned 71 years old. You know, he's getting very old. In fact, he has to wear a hearing aid just so he can hear the voices inside of his head. It's very sad. Hey, how about this? A man in Alabama has a farm where he breeds collies and pit bulls, interesting dogs. After they maul you, they run and get help. You know, Alabama, very interesting. Alabama has the most celebrities than any other state. You know why?
Why?
Everyone has been on Cops at least twice. Hey, get this. You'll like this. Barbie is in the news again. Now, Barbie is now 55 years old, as Mattel has come out with divorced midlife crisis Barbie. I don't know if you heard this. She comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, and Ken's boat. This is,
hello.
How about this? Did you know it? There's a Muslim Barbie. Is this?
No.
No, she comes
with a burqa?
She comes with a car that she isn't allowed to drive.
You just
okay. Is we doing good? this is true. Hot off the press. This is really a bizarre story. A 22-year-old man in Mexico was shot by his dog. True story. His dog picked up the guy's gun in his mouth, carried the gun. The gun went off and shot the guy. But here's the worst part. The dog quickly placed the gun into the cat's paw and then took off.
Tony, you're Tony Venuti from the show in the afternoon here.
Tony Venuti?
Yeah, Tony's on the line. Go ahead, Tony.
All right, Tony.
For joining.
Hey, gang, you're doing a great job out there. Thanks for bringing up the situation about Russert. God bless him. He's a human being that deserves the dignity and respect of any human being.
That's true.
But I got to tell you, Tim Russert was one of the more sarcastic, disrespectful commentators out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the decorum and the sanctity of the office of the presidency should be taught in civics class as something that we respect for the sake of, like, we respect our parents because they're our parents, regardless. We respect them, right?
Yeah, we do. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But, you know, the way we've been taught and the way the media has been espousing the disrespect of authority is criminal. Let me finish, though. But to
go
the
ahead.
Degree that Russert, I mean, we're watching 3 days of Russ. You think he's the president of the United States who just died?
Well,
I've never seen so much coverage. The media is so self-effacing. I'm so tired of all of that self-congratulatory stuff.
I was listening to Hugh Hewitt, and I think it would have been appropriate to do an hour on Russert, and he did three. And I tend to agree with you on it. But I want to change a little bit away from Russert, if I may, Tony. And
go ahead.
I want to talk about, because what you're talking about is a really good point on principle. And that is, did you see or hear the news conference that Tom Horn put on when he came down to Tucson across from TUSD?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear about it at all?
Remind me, because I do hear of those things. My wife's a teacher.
Tom Horn is the state director of education here.
Right.
And there's a program in TUSD called RASA Studies. RASA is Spanish.
I know all about it, baby. Go for it.
Is about race. And it's a very hateful curriculum, and
yeah.
Tom Horn wants to bring the information about it being taught to people here. And people who administer the RASA program were absolutely heckled him, wouldn't let him do a news conference without interruption. And Horn very nicely pointed out, these are the teachers that were interrupting him, and he was saying, this is how you teach students to be. This is why we don't have civility in our kids, is because you act like this and you teach them to act like this in public. And they simply couldn't answer him. And so I see your point.
I want to ask one question to the media in general, and I'm going to do that today on Beyond Puke. That's going to be at 4 o'clock, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to be asking one question. Does the media in general, and certainly the broadcast media in particular, have a civic responsibility to the message it puts out and to the manner in which it's put out?
What a great question.
Okay, now I'm going to ask them that question. They're going to tell me yes or they're going to tell me no.
I think they're going to ignore you like they do any other legitimate question.
What would they say?
I think they're going to ignore you.
Exactly, but I won't let them ignore me. I will force the yes. Or I will force the no. And if I don't get it, I will acknowledge that they're not giving it to me.
All right.
I am the salesman. I am the manipulator. I do it to them. They don't do it to me.
Got it.
And I know all those tricks, baby. I've been selling for all my life. And manipulation, I wrote the book that they read from and cheated on their test with.
Tony, okay? We're up on that bottom of the hour break. Appreciate your input.
Do you sew? Would you like to help a wounded military service member? So Much Comfort is a nonprofit organization providing adaptive clothing free of charge to wounded service members. So Much Comfort volunteers make clothing with Velcro closures so injured service members can easily dress themselves to become a volunteer seamstress. SoMuchComfort.org. If you would like to make a donation to buy material or donate new clothing, SoMuchComfort.org. That's S-E-W, MuchComfort.org.
I'm Oliver North, and like you, I'm listening to Liberty Watch with Charles Heller, Tucson, Arizona.
Iran may be developing lottery technology. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The U.S. Jackpot Security Council is warning the nation that Iran appears to be developing lottery-grade scratch-off technology that could lead to a full-scale Mideast super lotto. New intelligence suggests the country may have initiated testing in remote cities. JSC Deputy Advisor Walter Marlington suggests Iran may already possess convenience store ticketing capability.
It is now only a matter of time before Iran has the Powerball.
The current odds of winning the new Muhammad Millions jackpot are said to be 1 in 1.3 billion, while the chance of surviving the trip to purchase the ticket in the Middle East remains 1 in 3. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
And welcome back to Liberty Watch on AM 690 KVOI Tucson, AM 930 KAPR Douglas, AM 1240 KJAA Globe. We have in studio the comedic genius of Jerry Cross. He's the prod here at... Stop laughing when I say that about
I'm laughing
you.
At myself. Yeah, okay. Yes. How could that be true?
How could... Well, because I said so.
It's true, then. It's
That's something
true.
I almost never say on Liberty Watch is because I said so. We are doing what the newsman would say if he completely got unplugged and just let loose. Do me a favor, if you would, Spider. Don't minimize, but half-size that screen, the second button there, so I can see the other stuff that's going on behind it, if you would. And we have a caller online, Sheldon.
We got a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller. Sheldon, you're live on Liberty Watch with Jerry Cross and your ringmaster, Charles Heller. Your comment or question for us.
I got a few things to say, Charles.
Go right ahead.
First, it was nice to hear Tony, but he wasn't concentrating about it. You know, the subject was humor here. To that extent, the Jerry sounds like he's from the New York area, and will he ever become a writer to on-air comedians like Leno or...
I think you have been in a past life. You have been a comedy writer, haven't you?
I did very well in the past life. I'm not doing so well in this one. That's the only problem.
And also, Jerry, you mentioned New Jersey, one of your monologues, and... let's get a little humor about will the nest remain in New Jersey? A few elected officials in Jersey want the nest to move to Newark rather than to New York City.
I'm sorry, move who?
Move from the New Jersey.
No, move who?
Not to New York City, but to Newark, New Jersey.
But move who?
You said the nuts?
The Nets.
The who?
The Mets.
Mets.
I thought he said the nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, like the wax. I don't know. That's. What do you think, Charles? Is that a good?
I think they could. They would do well if they renamed them the New Jersey Earwax or something yeah. like that and moved them to.
Okay. One more
across
thing.
The bay.
Yes.
The topical issue, very you know, the same-sex marriage in California. That unless the miracle of sorts happens, will go into effect at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and you know, for those who wanted the Department of Justice to intervene. They should have just surrendered, so to speak, because Michael Mukasey opened up the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Gay employees could put events on the bulletin board there. Michael Mukasey, the Attorney General,
mm-hmm. yeah.
he's like a stone face.
Well,
his age, is that because of his age, Jerry?
Can I take that one? I think I know what Mukasey was response would be, Sheldon, and it's that I want a guy just like the guy who married dear old dad.
Or dear old mom.
Boy, I think his name was Chad. Anyway, next point. We're not being serious this hour, except for Tony, who can't figure it out. But that's okay.
And Cher, you refer to Cher. Wow. We hope to get Cher back here. She made a final tour, she said, last year at the Tucson Arena. But she reopened in Vegas and showing a lot of skin. Let's get costume changes and let's get Cher back in the Tucson Arena. How about an insight about Cher, Jerry?
Well, I kind of shared about her, how many facelifts she's had. I mean, what more could you do? I mean,
well, you know, that collagen has a good amount of bounce, so maybe she'll bounce back next year.
Very good, Charles.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you, Sheldon.
Sheldon, I appreciate your getting the spirit of this. I love it. Sheldon gets it. And, folks, if anyone wants to call in at 790-2040, comment or question for either Jerry or for me, Charles Heller, your ringmaster, go right ahead. And, Jerry.
How are we doing on time? Because
I can't see the clock, but my watch is 39, so we've got 5.5 minutes till the break.
Let's go into some science. When we get back from the break, we're going to have an audience participation call in. We're going to open it up to the callers. You know, Mars is in the news today. Scientists say they now have proof Mars was once drenched in water, which means it could have life. But, of course, water doesn't necessarily mean intelligent life. Remember the TV show Baywatch? You remember that. And listen to this. Have you seen this? NASA is now sending more elderly people into space, and this is part of NASA's scientific study to determine if it's possible to hold a Rolling Stones concert in outer space. That's what they're working on. That's where our money's going. Interesting fact, it's the 107th anniversary of the Wright brothers' flight. Mm-hmm. Now think about this. In their whole lives, they only earned 3 frequent flyer miles.
That's true, but they got wonderful discounts on bicycles.
Yes, very good. Okay, here... Listen to this. USA Today has come up with a scientific survey. Apparently, 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the population. Think about that.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
I learned that in economics.
Yes. Listen to this. Scientists have successfully performed the first face transplant. The only drawback is that you walk around with a deadpan look on your face. But they say professional poker players are lining up for the operation.
Sounds like it would be a sale.
That's... Okay, scientists have invented a computer chip that is 100,000 times thinner than the human hair. It was made by the same machine that slices the roast beef at Arby's. Did you know that?
I thought they used the machine that slices the handles off the luggage at the airport.
How are we doing on time?
We got
some time?
3 minutes, 3.5 to the break.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. We got to move on here to something.
It's good that Jerry comes prepared with all the material we need to do an hour, because I got to tell the audience, this is one of the few times in my life, this is, I think, the only time, when I've ever done this program and just simply taken my hands off the wheel and let it go wherever it may. And I always know that we have plenty, we have way too much camber and caster with Jerry Cross here.
Charles,
on the
you're just enjoying, you're just kicking back. Here.
I'm actually sitting back in the chair, and just the only reason I sat forward is look at the clock.
You know, Charles, this is kind of a sad time. A lot of famous people have passed away. I don't know if you've been reading the news. The man who invented Crest toothpaste died. I don't know if you heard about this.
No, I didn't.
4 out of 5 dentists attended the funeral. Listen to this. A man who developed a SAT test died when his car going 40 miles an hour hit a train, oncoming train going 85 miles an hour. I don't know if you heard.
A what test?
The SAT test.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't hear that he died.
Yeah, he died. His car going 40. Forget it. Listen to this. This founder of 7-Eleven has died. He invented 2 famous sayings. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. And don't shoot. The money's in the till. I don't know. How about this? The man who wrote the Gilligan's Island theme song has passed away. At the gravesite, he was surrounded by his wife, their 2 children, the professor and Marianne.
And 7 stranded castaways.
Right? Exactly. Well, some of them passed away, too. Listen to this. A man was killed, only 19 years old, stung by a bee, the natural enemy of a tightrope walker. He was going across the buildings and... help me, spider! And how about this? A death row inmate in Texas is in trouble for selling tickets on eBay to his own execution. Do you think I'm making this up? This is amazing. But what can they do to him? Death plus 6 months? What are they going to do?
What's that Jack Furrier commercial that says we sentence him to 30 days in the electric chair? Folks, if you want to ask a question of Jerry, 790-2040, or in the outlying areas, 866-725-5467.
We going to break or what?
No, I'm pointing at you, not Spider.
We're moving on.
This is broadcasting. You got to make hand signals. Well, we got a call? Okay. Dennis.
We got a call.
We got a call. Dennis, you're live on Liberty Watch with Jerry Cross and your ringmaster, Charles Heller, as soon as Jerry can figure out how to untangle the cord from the headset. There we go.
Hello, young man. I've got one on my own.
Yes.
I was listening to the radio. Give you a little background. I was listening to the radio the other day and heard a tirade by an individual on energy costs and so forth, and I just came up with this myself. I don't know how it works for you, but I figured this group of Native Americans got together and invested in a energy efficient cross country freight transportation company.
Mm-hmm.
They had to file bankruptcy though. The travel poles kept breaking.
Okay. I like it.
I like it, and you get the spirit of it. That's great.
Good.
All right, we're up on that next break.
Got a break.
Appreciate your. We got another caller coming in too after this, so we'll get Dan on the other side of the break. And you're listening to AM 690 KVOI Tucson, AM 930 KAPR Douglas, or AM 1240 KJAA Globe.
It's the Onion Radio News. A lazy FDA approves X-ray vision pills. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Citing bad weather and a desire to go home for the day, FDA officials have approved the American Products Corporation's X-ray vision pills for commercial sale in the U.S. FDA Deputy Commissioner Lester Crawford.
After evaluating this and regulating that for months, we were like dying to cut out early. So we were all just like, screw it. Let's just approve this thing. And besides, nobody could think of a real good reason why X-ray vision pills would be unsafe.
The X-ray vision pills, which as of yet have only been tested on pilot whales, are expected to arrive on drugstore shelves early next week. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
And welcome back to the lighthearted Today Liberty Watch on AM 690 KVOI Tucson, AM 930 KAPR Douglas, and AM 1240 KJAA Globe, where we have with us the comedic genius of Jerry Cross. He's our production director, or as we say in the radio business, he's the prod. Did you come up with that sound effect yet? The zap? No. He's the prod. Anyway, what we're doing is we're doing what the newsman would say if he was free to comment. And what we're going to do is a little listener participation. Dan, we'll get your call in just a second. We're going to do a little listener participation. After Dan's call, we're going to have Jerry read a couple stories. You call in with the punchline as to what the newsman should have said. And if you get it a good one, you'll be able to win tickets to the Sidewinders tonight at 7 Tuesday at 7 p.m. Taco Tuesdays, tickets to the Sidewinders game. So, Dan, you're live. Four tickets. Dan, you're live on Liberty Watch. Your comment or question for Jerry or me?
Yeah, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Anything else?
Yeah, I also wanted to let Jerry know that I just ran into his mom, and she wanted to say how.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't. She's still standing, but you know she's listening right now, and she's extremely proud of you. So. Wanted you to know that.
Mom, Jewish mother, what do you want?
Yeah, no, Jerry, you used to work in the airline industry, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I think you know about some of the restrictions they have on baggage now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you've heard about this, but this friend of mine was going to the airport, and he was kind of in a hurry, and two coyotes ran across the street, and he hit both of them, and he didn't want to leave them there. He's kind of a tree hugger, and so he threw them in the trunk of his car, and when he got to the airport, you know, they were dead. But he didn't want to leave him in the trunk of his car either because he figured he'd stink up his car. So he took him into the airport, tried to board the plane, and you can imagine what happened.
Yeah, well, what?
He said, you're only allowed one carry-on, sir.
Whoa. Hello. All right, Dan. Thanks.
We should have had Dan down here.
Thanks for your contribution. All
thanks,
right.
Daniel.
And Jerry.
Okay.
What's the news story you have?
Here we go. And we want the callers. Whoever comes up with a punchline gets those free tickets. Here's the news story. Jerry Stromer of Wheeling, West Virginia, was dying to be the life of the party, and almost got his wish. The dying part, that is, a party goer failed to make a blasting cap explode when Stromer took center stage, getting everyone's attention with the famous line, "Hey, watch this." Stromer placed a blasting cap in his mouth and bit down firmly. The explosion blew off his lips, teeth, and tongue. What is the ad-lib?
What is the ad-lib? I'm hard-pressed to think of that.
We have to get the caller.
But if we have to call, you want to call in and give
us... First caller wins the tickets. Go ahead. The phone is... 790.
You can give it. It's right there. See?
790-2040. I should know. I work here, right?
You think. 790-2040. Yeah, but you live and breathe in the room to the... Let's see. What direction is that?
Nobody has called for the story yet?
No. I'll get it in a minute. Or in the outlying areas, 866-725-5467 for the answer to that story. And four tickets to the Sidewinders on Taco Tuesday.
Explosion blew off his lips, teeth, and tongue. Hello.
Yeah, so, and what's the next story?
Oh, so they're still thinking of that one, huh?
Well, they're thinking of that one, and Spider's got a phone in his hand, so I'm sure we'll have a caller soon. What's the next story?
Okay, this is from some newspaper back in Tennessee. It tells of a story of a 17-year-old Nick Buccalo of Moyleaves in Morrison, Vermont, who was charged with digging up a corpse. After digging up the body on April 8th, he took the skull, which was later found in his home. Court documents revealed Buckalo had bragged about what he had done, made the skull into a bong. On June 28th, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison for mutilation of the corpse. What's the ad lib? He took a skull and made it a bong. Go ahead.
What is the? Yeah, what is it? And Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike, you're live on Liberty Watch with Jerry Cross and Charles Heller. What do you think of the punchline?
Oh, I loved it. And by the way, this is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works.
Mike.
I just wanted to say, Jerry, you know, I'm your biggest fan. I mean.
Yes, Mike. How are you?
You pull us over when there's ice chunks coming out of the exhaust. I love it.
I remember that.
That was a great spot.
He also does the bus driver's voice. Yes. And that was an ad lib where the guy folds, in my voice, folds the bicycle, and Jerry talks about
It was easier to fold that than it was for me to fold a map.
A road map, yeah, exactly.
A road map.
And
yeah.
He does it in the Ralph Cramden voice. I love that. So.
Yeah. Jerry, right. I just wanted to say thank you. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks.
And,
thanks, Mike.
Your humor is awesome, and I would love to do some more commercials.
Yeah, sure, let's do that.
Cool. All right, thanks for your call. And
thanks, Mike.
Phil, you're live on the Phil. Swap Shop. Swap Shop.
Swap.
Whatever this is called.
Yes.
That's what he gets for shooting off his mouth.
That's it. We got a winner. We've got a winner.
Okay, you get the tickets. You're on hold, and we'll get your information and put that up at the... Come on down to the station at 3222 South Ritchie and pick up the tickets, and they'll be here for you. Scott, you're live on Liberty Watch, and I almost said what you got to buy, sell, or trade. Scott, go ahead.
Charles, I just want to ask you a question.
Sure, if it's funny.
I feel like I've been run over by a truck, you know, 4 broken ribs, broken shoulder, and everything, defending the kids in this town down here. It's like Alamo. And it's just, how do you keep... your humor, especially...
That is a great question. Thank you for your call, Scott. Listen to the answer on the air. How do you keep your humor under adversity? Because, Jerry, I know that, you know, based on looking at you, you haven't lived an easy life.
I don't understand what he's saying. He's had 4 broken ribs or been hit by a bus. What is he saying?
He's saying, how do you keep your sense of humor in adversity? And it actually is a good question.
So
it's a very Dennis Prager question.
Can we get Dennis Prager on the line?
I don't think so.
The thing is, I just keep walking. You know, everything. I find humor in everything. It's just a mindset, you know?
You know, it is. I think what you have to do is you have to look for the humor in it, which is hard to do when your ribs hurt. But
I'm sorry for the caller. That's terrible. I hope he's okay.
I do, too. What I want to stress, though, is that you have to be looking for the humor. I practiced something that I heard many years ago on a motivational tape. It was called Being a Good Finder. And what I try to do is I try to look. It's like the kid who is playing in horse manure, and the family was appalled when they saw it. And he says, "There's so much stuff here. There's got to be a pony somewhere underneath it." Yes. And I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish about it, but you have to look for the humor. And if you are looking for the humor in a thing, you will find it, because the human being is kind of like a guided missile. What you think about comes about. And so if you look for that humor, you will see that humor. Terry, you're live on Liberty Watch with the comedic genius Jerry Cross and your ringmaster, Charles Heller.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Terry. Terry Love.
It's not Terry, is it?
Hi, Terry.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Huey O, heads up and eyes open.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to call and, first of all, just tell Jerry that he is the best guy to work with. We always are laughing it up over there and making... such lighthearted jokes about all kinds of stuff, right, Jer?
Yeah, that's right, Terry.
You know, Terry, it's interesting that you make that point, because he was just telling me how much of a boat anchor it is to work with you.
Charles, what are you doing?
Listen to this.
Yes.
Yeah, like an hour ago. Hey, you got some Sidewinder tickets for me?
Oh, yeah, she pulled through. She came through.
I also wanted to bring up, you know, people need to know that Jerry is the creator of the Chariot Pizza.
Yes.
Commercials.
He does a great job of that.
Haven't you just created a brand new one?
I think that's the Great Americans with Mo Howard's mother is writing getting a letter from the teacher.
That's a brilliant ad about Mo Howard's mother throwing Mo Howard's letter from the teacher to Mo Howard's mother that the guy's a real stooge. It's great. That's wonderful.
There was no hope for this guy.
And Terry, it's a joy to hear your voice.
Oh, right.
Terry's
so
great.
Sweet.
It's fun to be able to kibitz with somebody on the air.
Oh my goodness! And thank you so much for doing that. I just want the listeners to know that Jerry Cross is a grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
And he celebrated his grandson's, Ethan's, one-year-old birthday yesterday. Didn't you, Jerry?
I had a great time.
Really? I didn't realize you were that decrepit.
Jeez. And I think he gets a lot of inspiration by looking at kids.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Like Art Linkletter. Remember Art Linkletter?
He's still alive.
He's still around. He's 93
yeah.
years old.
Yeah,
he's really. Doing great.
Yeah, old age is not for sissies. Is his
hey, thanks for
Charles for doing this today.
My pleasure.
Jerry, you just keep it up. And all I got to say is...
Thanks, Terry.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Where we get something done. That's
bye,
guys. Go
boom. Bye, Terry. Enjoy.
Okay.
And it opens up a line for you. We got time for one last caller if you want to give the punchline on...
Yeah, the one about the skull. The guy that...
Oh, yeah, the Buckaloo kid.
He made a bong out of the skull. It's
actually,
very obvious...
Actually, I used that information. I used that. I love it, Jerry. You can't. You work in radio and you can't handle headphones. I love that. Well, the problem is that in most radio studios, the headphones are very abused, and we should probably go out on this because we only have a minute and 45 seconds. But the headphones here, they don't even use duct tape on them because they use electrical tape because they want them to fall apart so they can know when it's time to buy new headsets.
Well, we can't leave the audience hanging if nobody came up with the joke about the guy with the bong.
Right. Well, that's all right. You got one more.
Well,
the first
recorded pothead in history. Come on. Hello. Nobody came
don't
up
look
with
now, me. But there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Groucho!
Oh, that's a good way to go out in the last minute and 15. Ooh. Tell me about the painting that hung in Groucho Marx's house
well,
that
I,
you did.
I sent him a painting, and I didn't know what was going to happen, but I got a letter back in the signed autograph and all this. But the thing is, the interesting thing is when he passed away, they took all of his stuff to the Smithsonian,
uh-huh.
and it was going to be in an exhibit there. However, the relatives could come and pick four things out of that. Arthur Marx took the painting. So I wish he hadn't, because I would have had a painting in the Smithsonian Institute. So it's now in Arthur Marx's house.
Well, that's not a
probably
bad
end
thing.
Up in his son, and it'll go on for forever.
That's not a bad way to go out. Having,
yeah.
But having a painting that you did hang in Groucho Marx's house had to be it's like Lydia the walking encyclopedia. What a great routine that Groucho
lady.
Did. Yeah, the tattooed lady. Yeah, we're down to the last 30 seconds, Jerry. If people want to contact you, do you care to give your email address here at the station?
Is it okay to do that?
Sure, fine.
Go ahead. Why don't you? You don't know it. You call me all the time. Prodroom@kboi.com.
Again, prodroom. PROD.
Can give that out. Can I give that out over the
sure,
air?
Why not? You
okay.
just did. You know, we've got a 7-second delay. No, it's not. We have seven. You have 2 seconds to decide to kill it.
Okay.
AM 690 KVOI Tucson, AM 930 KAPR Douglas, AM 1240 KJAA Globe.